This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
Now that harvest has wrapped up and temperatures have plummeted, farmers are finally able to take a breath and catch up on some year-end tasks in December. This month is an opportune time for farmers to reflect on what this year has provided after a long year of challenges to overcome while growing crops and raising livestock. December allows farmers and producers to take note of what they have learned over the past 12 months and make plans for the future of their farming operations. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holiday season, and remember to take some time to enjoy yourself in the company of your friends and family after a long year of hard work.
Being in the slowest time of the year does also mean that the export sales are slower than usual. However, they have been performing quite well, so slower than usual isn't necessarily a bad thing. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the latest numbers from the USDA.
Well, you had decent exports. We're going to look at the corn as a little bit disappointing. The range of estimates for corn was 800,000 to 1.5 million. Came in just over a million metric tons. So for this time of the year, that's not bad. But for what we've been seeing, it does slow us down a little bit. On the bean side of things, right in the middle of expectations, we were looking for 1.5 million to 2.7 million. We got just over 2.1 million, 2.133 million tons sold. And so on the bean side of things, we're going to be happy with that that number. Those numbers are looking good overall for both corn and beans. But like I said, you're going to look at it just based off the trends for the corn and say that's a little bit disappointing for the week.
Even with that slower report, McBride said the total sales numbers up to this point are still looking good.
We're looking at where the USDA is for the total year, and Allendale is saying that we're probably the USDA is probably about 50 million bushels lower than they need to be. So we could see an increase of 50 million bushels to the export demand portion of the balance sheet for the corn side of things. On the bean side of things, they're doing better than they were, and so we look like the USDA should be looking to maybe add back a few million bushels on that.
For the World of Agriculture, I'm Riley Smith.